consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Welcome, my loves. I am so excited to have, of course, another incredible episode for you today on how to manifest yourself to be pain-free from medical and mental health concerns, such as posture alignment, chronic pain and injuries, digestive problems, respiratory problems, reproductive problems, mental health issues, and addictions. So if you or you know somebody that really struggles in these areas, please do share this episode with them. I have a very special guest today who I met networking, and I can't wait to share more with you about Shane Moore. Before we do that, though, my loves, I have an ask. If you haven't seen, I'm sure you have if you've been following me, I am nominated for four categories, but I had to narrow it down to two: Entrepreneur of the Year and Champion Award. So I would love if you go to support me and vote for me at www.businessfromtheheart.ca. The link is in the show notes. This is a daily vote until September 30th, and I so appreciate your support. I feel like I've already won anyway because of the nominations, like, hello, you know, the rest is just more like, yay, accolades. But anyways, I am so excited. Thank you so much, my loves. And thank you always for tuning in and for your support. I love you, community. Now, let's shift gears here. Let me introduce to you this wonderful woman, Shane Moore, who I met at a networking event with her partner, Anna. And it was just like such a wonderful, intimate networking event. And then we got together. So she is so wonderful, and she's my Kelowna soul sister. Shane Moore is passionate about helping others learn to heal themselves. Her body of knowledge encompasses authentic, holistic methods in her unique approach that has proven extremely effective in relieving pain, restoring mobility, reducing and illuminating tumors. So not illuminating, eliminating. Not going to illuminate them. Maybe we want that. We'll see. I'm about to glow. Reversing illness and disease and helping people regain control of their health and their quality of life. Basically, she's a miracle worker. Shane addresses not only the physical aspects of the body, because we all know, those of you who like really like know this, right? It's not just the physical. There's mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects as well. Recognizing that you cannot treat one area without affecting all of the others and expect to get results. So Shane is going to tell you about her own journey and how she got to be who she is today and do what she does, like miracle work. Hi, love. Welcome, welcome.
So thank you.
I'm recording here in my parents' place. We got some 90s vibe going on, but you're out in Kelowna, and I'd love for you to share your story and just share with us your journey and how you got to be who you are and do what you do today.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see.
I know. We have like an hour.
Okay. Well, the Coles Notes version then. A little bit more than the Coles Notes. I guess I could say it started when I was working in corrections in Ontario. I was a probation. I was a correctional officer, and then I was a probation officer for 6 years. So I was 12 years working in the institution and in the community together, and working with all kinds of people that had all kinds of problems. Seeing people coming into the jail who had been living on the streets, and their bodies were just ravaged by misuse and just, you know, ill health, not enough food, putting things into their body that was not meant to go into their body, not sleeping, not whatever, right? Like just all the kinds of things that people that, you know, are living on the street kind of experience. Yes. And so when you see
fun fact, I want to say I also worked at a jail, in a jail.
Really?
When wow. I was a student therapist. So okay. I totally know what you mean. Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. No, we had commonality.
Yeah. Yeah. And so after seeing these people like in off the streets, you know, for a week or so, and just the transformation in their bodies, just from having a place to sleep, having food, you know, regular meals every day, even though it's maybe not the top-notch food being served in the prison system, but it's still better than anything they were getting on the outside, and just, you know, the body's ability to recover and start to heal itself and change so quickly just amazed me. And that's really where I started to get more of my trauma-informed training, obviously, working with a lot of people that are in the system have been through a lot of trauma. A lot of people who work in the system have also been through a lot of trauma. And yes. So that was a bit of a preparation for me on this path. Wow. That I had no idea that I would end up doing this at that point, because I just kind of went where the wind took me at that point in my life and didn't really have any real direction, I would say, after finishing mm-hmm. university. And, you know, I just really didn't know mm-hmm. what I wanted to do. And so, yeah, and then after 6 years in the probation office, I just decided that, you know, I needed to do something else. Like I'd gotten everything I could from that job, and you know, it was so good to me, and I learned a lot, but I just needed to move on. So I went back to massage school and got my massage diploma in Ontario and worked as an RMT for a little while, and then I learned myofascial release. And oh, I should mention previous to that, when I was still working in the jail, I had my own cancer experience, and I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and had chemo, and I didn't need radiation, thankfully, but I had did the whole chemo thing and managed to get through chemo without being sick at all, which was a total mindset thing, 100%, because I would only take anti-nauseant drugs on the day of chemo and not afterwards, because they were like $230 a pill or something, and I just didn't want to spend that much wow. money on it. So I just told myself, you know, I'm not going to get sick from this. I'm going to come through this okay. And I focused 100% on myself and my wellness and my diet and all of that. So yeah, I had, you know, that was a catalyst for my health consciousness. So I started to work out a little bit more. I've always been active, but I really started to pay attention more to what I was putting in my body and just really looking out for myself more.
Really changing your lifestyle. I can hear that.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know what that is? What more motivating thing when you hold a pill and it's like, this is $230. Let me just mm-hmm. change my lifestyle. Let's exactly. see what happens. Wow.
Right? Yes.
Incredible.
Yes. And so, yeah, I went to massage school, and about my first year into practice, the end of my first year, I found myofascial release as taught by John Barnes. And that was like a light switch moment for me, really. It was like, okay, this is the game changer for people. Like, this is what is going to really affect things in the body on a much, much deeper level than anything else that I've experienced before. And so I have, you know, learned more since then. Obviously, my learning journey always continues. I started to travel and change my business model and all that sort of thing, and because I want to work with people on a more intensive level, because that's the level at which things really can change very quickly in a very short period of time.
Yes.
And stay changed, right?
Like this, that's actually what got my attention. when we were introducing ourselves at the networking events, and you were speaking about how you, which we will go later into in our episode, but how you provide support and treatments for your clients, I was like, that sounds delicious. Do I have to be sick to come see you?
No.
And we'll talk about that too.
Yeah.
So then please continue about your journey.
Okay. So then, yes, I just, started to travel more. I basically sold everything I owned. I left the country and started to travel and started to connect with other people. Yeah. And started to connect with other healers around the world. I ended up mostly in the UK and Europe. And just connected with a lot of amazing people over there, got to work with a lot of amazing people over there, and then ended up coming back here eventually. So,
Oh gosh. Wow. I'm really curious. Like, it just always just literally blows my mind when people can just sell off everything and be that free. I'm inspired by that. And I'm really curious, what really got you to make that change? Like, what motivated you? Is it because of your traveling, like your value of that freedom?
It was just the desire to not feel stuck in that space anymore. I just knew that I couldn't create what I had envisioned in the place that I was in. It wouldn't. I knew that it wouldn't support it in the city I was living in at that time. I just knew it wouldn't support it, and there wasn't enough people there that would share my vision and truly believe that it would happen. So I needed to go find the people that were going to be like all in 100% supportive of what I was doing.
Wow. And I want to highlight this. I feel like this is really important to highlight for our listeners and our audience here is that, Shane, you were willing to do pretty much anything and everything to get yourself out of what wasn't working in terms of your environment, because research always shows even if you're making all this progress, if you're surrounded by people or in an environment that doesn't actually support and expand your growth, unfortunately, environment always wins. And so I love that you were willing to take that courage and like literally turn your whole life around, turn it upside down, and like just go somewhere totally foreign. I think, like, honestly, those kind of stories just inspire me and just blow my mind. So amazing.
It was actually really easy, to be honest. Like, it was not difficult at all.
Clearly that would be easy for me.
But, well, I mean, you're in a different situation, right? I mean, at that time, I was on my own, so I didn't have really anybody else to consider except myself. So, it's not much easier just to pick up and, grab a couple of carry-on bags and just go, because that's all I took with me. I was just gone for months at a time.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really an interesting experience just to have that freedom and just to be nomadic and not really have anything in mind that I needed to do or any like really, and just getting used to, being okay with that and just not really.
Well, I imagine even going through a life-threatening disease would really make you just realize, like, I can do anything. Like, I haven't fully been living my life, so I'm going to go and do the things that I've always wanted to do or put myself out there. Like, I think death really brings up that new perspective for us and that like next level of courage and boldness.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I really felt like death was a consideration even with the diagnosis, to be honest. I was told that it was one of the more curable cancers, and I mean, as soon as I heard the diagnosis, I'm just like, all right, what do we need to do? Like, let's just get this done then. And
that's how resilient you are.
Well, I mean, I'm not one just to sit around and say, like, why is this happening to me? And just get, because and this is what I learned. Well, I guess I kind of knew it all along, right? But this is what was reinforced for me, is that I created this for myself, you know, like in the end, and that is what I learned, you know, once I started doing myofascial release and reading more about energy work and getting more connected to my spiritual self. You know, I just really started to understand that all the crap that I was holding on to and the grudges I was holding and just the, you know, just the stuff that I never let go of as a kid or whatever, just that was what created that cancer. And so I'm just like, okay, well, I'm done with that then. Like, let's have the stability. I'm not unique in that. Like, I can't be the only one that's able to do that, right? We can all do that. We all have that power to do that. So that became my mission. My new mission was to share that and help educate people and remind them, because that's an innate knowing. I truly believe that innately we all know this information on some level. We just forget, and we get trained out of knowing it, right? We get told other things, like we need to go to the doctor and we need to take this medication and you need surgery to solve all these problems or whatever. And it's like those things can be very helpful at times, but they shouldn't be the go-to, right? Like, there are other ways to resolve things. And yeah, if you're in a major car accident or some catastrophic injury, then yeah, you're going to want a really good doctor and some really heavy medication to get through pain and stuff like that. But, you know, but until you've hit that point, God forbid anyone does, but, you know, until you've reached that, there's so much we can do for ourselves to really relieve our own pain and suffering. And so
what I'm really hearing, and again, I want to highlight for the audience, Shane, is you took the first step, which is my core, one of my really like core concepts that I really believe it shifts everything in life. And so it's shifted my own life, that concept of taking yourself from victim mindset, victim consciousness, to radical personal and spiritual accountability, that responsibility. Like, I co-created this. I did this to myself. And I can do something about it. Like, I think that's the most powerful consciousness we can embody. The first step is recognizing this, that we have created ourselves.
Because it won't really resolve if you don't recognize how it got there, right? I mean, it can start to relieve and release, but unless you really do connect with that and recognize how it got there, it's probably going to start to come back to some degree. Anyway, so it's about
so the people that come, and so people that come see you, are they already in that radical responsibility consciousness, or do they come see you because more on the 3D level, they're like, I just got this pain, or I've got, how do, tell us, like, where are your most ideal clients coming, like, at when you meet them?
Well, I mean, I don't know, because I end up working with a lot of different people, right? At a lot of different places in their journey. And that's great. Like, that's the great thing about this work, is that it will be beneficial for anybody at any point in their journey. And I just need to meet them where they're at and just, you know, go from there. And I don't, you know, shove the spirituality side of this down anyone's throat. If that's not where they're at, then, you know, it doesn't need to be part of it. But, you know, I recognize that it is, and my connection, I believe, would be strong enough for whatever needs to happen for that client. Now, ideal client who's going to see major changes, like, really, really quickly, is somebody who's really tuned into themselves and really wants to, you know, take themselves to a much higher level. Because, I mean, when I was in the UK and in Europe, I was meeting a lot of people who were energy workers and very spiritually connected. And so when I was treating them and they started to do their modality in conjunction with what I was doing, like, I could just feel the shifts in their body happening instantly, like, so much faster than any of the other clients that I'd worked with previously. So, you know, it's when you can tune into your body and what you're feeling in your body and not resist it, right? Like, you have to sit with it. It's going to be a bit uncomfortable. Like, it's, you know, I mean, but breathing, you know, breath work is so important. And so if you can breathe and release, then it's just going to go, right? Like, and if you're not resisting, then it's just going to go that much faster. So, the people who are tuned in are the ones that are, so like they're fun to work with, I guess. But I mean, I also love to work with people who maybe aren't and still see the great results with them, because that's possible too. It's just that the results might not stay as great for as long, because this work is also a maintenance work, right? Like this, I teach people to self-treat, because I mean, it's like eating healthy or bathing or, you know, exercising. Mm-hmm. You have to do it on a regular basis in order to maintain the results, right? So it's about adding a little bit of self-care, self-treatment into your day throughout the week and throughout the year. And, you know, to a degree that isn't interfering with the rest of your life, but enhancing what it is that you want to do, right?
I'm so sure that people feel it if they sort of fall off their routine and they're like, this is how important this is to continue maintaining and sustaining my health. Yeah, definitely. Tell me, Shane, I'm really curious, and tell our audience here, perhaps this would be a good point where you can walk us through, and if it helps to illustrate it with a client case study, how exactly you treat your clients and what that looks like.
Well, I mean, it's everybody's different, obviously, but mm-hmm. you know, the techniques are relatively the same for the most part. It's, you know, I do a lot of hands-on work because I do feel that the touch aspect of treatment is very important. For the physical connection and just to really highlight what's going on in somebody's body that they may not be connected to. Because even though those of us who are a little bit more connected than maybe the average population, we're still holding on to stuff in our bodies that we may or may not be aware of, and we may or may not be allowing ourselves to access and release. And I mean, even as a therapist who's been doing this work for 12 years, you know, I mean, I still really appreciate being treated by other therapists. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I do a full postural assessment, and I do before and after photos if the client wants that.
That would be amazing because of a tangible result. Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah. And really, I mean, even video, if it's a movement issue that people are looking to see the change, because I mean, we all get so used to seeing ourselves as we are, right? We don't necessarily see ourselves the way I would see somebody. Like I see people all the time walking down the street, and they're like, I can see all what's going on in their body.
You cannot see what you know.
Exactly. And yeah, some people might recognize some of these things in themselves, but most people are just so used to it, right? Because our bodies just adapt to these, mm-hmm. you know, imbalances and that sort of thing. So, because the body is like that, it's designed to adapt and get us through as much as it can. But eventually we need to help it out a little bit, right? Like we just need to give it a little bit of a hand and stop getting in the way, because it will heal itself if you let it. But we tend to get in the way of that process more often mm-hmm. than not. So I do hands-on work. I include now is a new addition, relatively new, I should say. I do voice vibration sound healing with people as well. Because everything's vibration. We know this, right? Energy is vibration, voice. And so the voice work that I really learned a few years ago with a good friend of mine now, so powerful. Like it just helped me free up my ability to speak in front of people. Like it was unbelievable, and just really access different areas of my body that stuff was just stuck. So
an example of that? Like tell us about a client that you did some voice with?
Yeah. I worked with the woman that I took this 7-day sound healing course with. It was this really cool retreat in Ireland, which was amazing. And so I ended up crashing on her couch for about 5 months that summer after we met on that course. Actually, no, I think we met the weekend before at the book launch, and then her course was happening the week after that. And then she's like, here's my key, I won't be home for a couple of days, but go stay at my flat. I'm like, All right.
Okay, awesome. That impressed
me. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. So I ended up staying with her for a while, and so we did an intensive because, you know, we just felt like we wanted to trade what we do and just see how it goes, right? So I was working in her psoas, which is really the hip flexor muscle really deep in the abdomen on the front of the spine. And that's a super tight area for just about everybody. Oh. I don't think I've found a person yet that doesn't need psoas work. And I mean, she was feeling it. She could manage it, but she just was like, it was just really, really hard. And so I'm like, okay, now sound into that area. And so the sound for that area that I was working on was I think it was probably the sacral chakra sound, which is who. So I just said, okay, sound who. And she did. And as soon as you started doing it, it just started to release. And so it was,
wow.
Yeah.
So that is incredible. And so does it always match, like, whatever area it is and whatever line of the chakra it is? Is that the sound, or can it be sometimes and is it channeled from you, or is it channeled for them?
Well, the sound is through her, obviously. It's like she's the one making the sound. So whatever sound that needs to come out at is what comes out. Is that, you know, I can suggest that she's going to channel whatever sound she needs to channel anyway. And, you know, because all I did was say a sound into this. So she's going to pick whatever sound that needs, what she feels will work best for her. Now, if there was somebody that I was working with who didn't necessarily know those different chakra level sounds, then I might suggest a sound, or I would start the sound myself. And because I've had to do that, you know, with a number of people, just because people are a little bit self-conscious about starting to make sound like that. And really release on that level, because we don't let ourselves really express with our voice on that deep kind of guttural level, right? And sometimes, like, because we never know what's going to come out from that, and we're maybe afraid of how that will be perceived. And so, yeah.
I think that's a big one, right? Afraid of how we're going to be perceived, and just like not knowing what is going to come out. So like, oh, I'm a little bit scared. Yeah. Uncertain, but I feel like that's like so potent, powerful. I know the power of sound too. Even working with my clients, just like sometimes we go into the trenches and we're just like doing that sacred rage, because how much of us stuff that down? And I'm sure you see that in the body. So it's powerful.
Well, everything that happens to us in our lives gets trapped in our tissues. I mean, it's no wonder we start to feel a little bit sick once we start doing this body work, right? And that can happen when I work intensively with people, is that, you know, I mean, I've had clients get physically sick and throw up in a bucket and then go away, right? Because all the toxins are being released and the body's learning to process that and clear it.
So
it can be very
I can relate. When I do somatic work with my clients, it's very similar in that there's not touch in the same way. Of course, we have different backgrounds, but definitely can appreciate what you're sharing around, like when we let something out, sometimes it physically comes out. So, and it's so powerful when that happens. So I'd love for you to continue sharing your method, but what we're going to do right now is take a break. And when we come back, Shane's going to continue sharing more of her incredible work with us and how she's such a miracle worker.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, loves. All right, Shane. So please continue sharing with us. So there's the voice healing that happens. And then what comes next? What do you focus on next with your clients? And I know it's all dependent, but generally in your method.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's all downloaded, right? Like I don't have a protocol when I work. I just do what I feel called to do, or if the client has, has any specific requests, we'll address those for sure. I also really like to treat in water. I've done some water treatments.
Tell us more about that.
Well, it's amazing because it's supportive, right? It takes gravity out of the equation, and it allows you basically to move in any direction you want, because when your body's starting to release, it will unwind. And I don't know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of your audience is aware of what unwinding is, but it's basically when the body just starts to move in whatever ways it feels necessary in order to release what's going on itself. So much like the flight, fight, freeze response in animals when they've been traumatized or injured, then they're frozen. And then when they're releasing, right, they just start to shake and,
let
all that.
Which we actually don't as humans. I say,
well, we're able to, but we've stopped allowing ourselves to do that. And so this process
that's
helps
what I mean.
Remind you to do that, right? It's and this teaches people to start doing it again. And so you can basically do some form of that at any point in your day if you're feeling stressed or, you know, tired or whatever. And actually, I really like to do it after I was working out, because before, when I used to do CrossFit on a fairly regular basis, so I was lifting heavy and, you know, I'm doing a lot of intense things to my body, which I no longer do because it's not serving me. But I would just lay on the floor and I literally just wiggle and shake my whole body for like 5 minutes. And I like that would do more for my recovery than anything else, is just doing that.
That makes sense. Yeah. I want to say when I teach about trauma, that's also the analogy I use, is like after animals flight from their prey, right? Yeah. Before they enter their herd or their flock, they shake it off. But us humans, we stuff it down and we don't actually consciously allow ourselves to shake it off. So I'm like, that Taylor Swift song is totally on point. But also we want to share like how powerful it is to shake off. Like even when I'm getting healing done, my body immediately shakes. I vibrate so much. It looks like I'm having convulsions, but it feels so good. I love it.
Amazing. The problem is that happens a lot in hospitals, right? Like people are having these releases and the doctors are thinking that's a seizure, right? And it's not. It's the body trying to release this trauma that's happening to it, right? And so they pump it full of drugs and that stops that process. And so that's, you know, it's more stuff that gets trapped in the body. There's a process to release that as well. And of course that's, you know, that's a possibility, that's possible to do that. But, you know, if you could avoid that, then you're that much better off, right? And so it would be nice to see mainstream medicine recognizing more of this within their parameters and understanding the body on a little bit of a different level. And just realizing that, you know, not everything needs to be stopped and some things just need to let run their course, right? And just, I mean, as long as the patient's not in any danger, you know, vital wise or whatever, then really it's not harmful to do that. So, but, you know, it can look a little bit frightening if you don't know what it is, right? It can be a little bit concerning if you're not aware of it.
Yeah. And I think that's where the education piece important.
Exactly. Teaching kids, like little kids, like this, you know, they have this ability and just this ease to let go and release, you know, most of them. And so if they learned this at a very, very young age, then, you know, there would be a whole lot less problems, health-wise for kids and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, even birth trauma, right? Even if babies got treated in the womb and after birth, and, you know, like, and the mothers obviously need to be treated as well, because that's a pretty traumatic process for both parties. And, you know,
that prompts me, do you then work with pregnant women, and how does that support them? Is that more aligned with the postural alignment? And tell us more about that.
I haven't worked with pregnant women, but that's not to say that I wouldn't. It hasn't shown up for me yet, but it would be very beneficial. Absolutely. I mean, especially, pelvic health and pelvic position for the birth process. Yeah. I mean, I would say the majority of women, their pelvis is out of position. It's out of alignment when they go into labor. Right. And so when that happens, the tissues can't open up enough to deliver easily, because I'm not so sure that we were meant to. I haven't had kids, but I'm not so sure women were meant to really have that much pain during that process, because I think that you should expand naturally, and so I really do think that a part of that process, for why it's so painful, is that the pelvis is out of position. So, you know, and it doesn't take much to get it back into alignment and just have the pelvic tissues released, because that's a super important area for everybody to be treated, as pelvic floor work and that sort of thing. So, but there's not a lot of people that are trained to do it and do it really well. So, and not a lot of people really, I don't think, know about that option as a modality or you know, or even might feel comfortable having it done, because obviously it can be a very sensitive area for people, but extremely helpful and extremely necessary if you can get yourself past the squeamishness about it or whatever people's responses are to feeling like they want to have that area treated. But yeah, it's extremely beneficial to do that.
Shane, it sounds like more for you to niche into too, if that like is, I think a lot of times we just, and maybe this is what you see too, and I don't know if people come in as a quote unquote last resort, you know, after they check out everything
else. Like,
right? And then they're probably not as skeptical, but there's probably some people who are like really skeptical about this if they don't quite understand this world yet.
Absolutely. And that's fine. Like I always tell people, it is fine to be skeptical as long as you're open to the experience, right? And just, but if you're totally resistant, then, why even bother walking through the door? And I'll just be fighting you and you'll be fighting me and we're not going to get anywhere. And you've just wasted your money and both of our time. So,
Not fun. Not fun.
No. But if you're open, then things will change. You know, it might not change on the scale that you have imagined, but you have to let go of your expectation of how things will go and what they will look like in the time frame and all of that, right? Like just surrender to the process and things will unfold exactly as they need to. And trusting that is one of the biggest steps in any kind of treatment, I would say, with any practitioner, because there's so many great modalities that work, but you have to do them on a frequent basis, right? Like you have to do them regularly. So, it's about finding the one that resonates most for you.
For sure. And I want to go back to when you say you do water treatment, like tell us a little bit more about that. Like what's an example about how you work with somebody with water?
Well, I mean, I will just treat somebody in a swimming pool when I was living back in Thunder Bay, I bought this really big swim spa for my backyard water. So, it allows people's bodies just to move, because I do treat on a table, but I can treat standing. I can treat in a chair. Like I basically can treat anywhere, at any time. Right. I treated somebody on the floor of the airport one time when we were waiting for a flight. Like,
wow,
really? Well, why not? Right. We had some time to kill and we had the space. So
might as well. That's perfect. Clients are everywhere.
I mean, if people are not afraid of water, then the water can be great. And it's because we are water, right? We're essentially fluid beings, and the water can help us really start to go back into that state of fluidity by supporting us a little bit more during that process. And so,
That sounds really powerful. I'm even like visualizing my body is like, that'd be such great flow. And your body can move probably more like flexibly when you're in water and you're not fighting that weight.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Wow. So Shane, tell us a little
allowing yourself to unwind.
Sorry, I think we have a little bit of a delay.
A little bit.
I was just about to ask, tell us a little bit more about, because you work both in person, and I know that when people come to see you, there's like a period that they stay with you, almost like a retreat experience. Yeah. And then you also treat people online. So I'd love for you to share with our audience, because there's probably going to be people who are like, oh my God, I need to refer someone, my aunt or somebody to see Shane. So please tell us, like, how are all the ways that people can work with you? I also know you have a program.
Yes. There's as many ways as we can think of to work with me. I like to have my business that flexible that we will design a program for each individual person, right? Like there's no better protocol. I was previously doing, a 5-day or 10-day intensive, but I realized that that's not going to serve everybody. And I want to be able to reach people on different levels at different places. So, we can do anything from 2 days to 10 days intensive treatments. Mm-hmm. We can do 33 month online programs. We can do you know, completely virtual, where I, you know, send you PDFs and videos of different techniques, and we can check in and walk you through different things and keep you a little bit accountable if that's what you need, then we can do that as well.
That's probably a huge thing.
Well, accountability, I think for some people, just to keep them on track. I know that I tend to stay with something more if I'm working with somebody else on it, and you know, it's just that regular meeting.
Because lots of people know what to do, but do they actually go absolutely. And commit to it? Yeah, exactly. So accountability is key.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, just to clarify, now I'm putting you on the spot, because when I met you, you had talked about people staying in your place and you treat them for days. Is that still something that you do?
Yes, absolutely. That's the intensives, right? Though that's the a lot of hands-on. We take you out of your everyday life so that you aren't responsible to anything but yourself, right? You don't have to focus on work. You don't have to focus on family. You don't have to focus on anything else. You're not going home after the treatment and getting all, you know, pulled back into the craziness and whatever. It's an absolute retreat. We will feed you the top food, you know, like super healthy food, and just really support you in every way possible. Now, I don't have my own space yet. That's my goal. My ultimate goal is to have my own property. And so we're just waiting for that to manifest, because I'm super
excited. Oh my God, yes.
But until that happens, there are a number of beautiful Airbnbs in the area that we can book for, you know, the time that we need, and people will stay there. And if we need to bring in catering for that, or if you know, the place has catering already, then, you know, then that's all taken care of. So you don't have to worry about making your own food or, you know, doing basically anything.
That sounds delicious. You've created it so that you have this business that it's aligned with your lifestyle. Clearly, you love traveling, and so you can go to the clients and rent an Airbnb there too, right? Like, that's incredible.
Yeah. I was doing that in Europe for a while as well, and so that was working out really nicely, and people were loving just the opportunity to get away and really, really focus on themselves. And I mean, it's a, you know, I do work with men, but it's, you know, it's been more women that I've been working with in the last little bit. And I mean, and moms, right? Like, and they just never give themselves time away from their kids. And it's so important, right? Like, I mean, moms put their kids ahead of everything most times. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for them to really take care of themselves and show their kids how important it is to take care of yourself, because you can't always have somebody else doing everything for you, you know? Learning to be a bit independent and taking care of your own health. So it's super important for everybody to model that behavior, but moms especially.
Yeah, I agree. So, like, they definitely put themselves the back burner, and I always preach, like, no, your relationship with you first. Yeah. Take care of you, fill up your cup. I think it's so deeply important. So, thank you for doing what you do. Like, this is potent and powerful. Do you ever treat, because I'm like, yo, like, couples retreats, like, couples together? Or like girlfriends together? Is that a thing?
Well, it hasn't been a thing, but I mean, not that we couldn't do it. I mean, eventually at the treatment center that I'm hoping to have, I will have multiple therapists coming in as well to assist, right? Because the more different therapists you can have their hands on you, then the better your experience, the deeper your experience, right? So eventually that will be the case, but people doing different modalities, specializing in different modalities, just so we can bring in experts in all different areas. So that's something I envision doing. But back to the couples thing, like, I mean, it's an interesting situation, because it's sometimes couples, you know, one person is more a caretaker of the other, right? So it might be difficult to to allow yourselves to separate that. And I was actually even thinking about this morning for some reason.
Here it comes.
Yeah. And just thinking about how that might go and thinking, you know what, yes, I would want them to sleep separately and I would want them, you know, like I would suggest that they do because your sleep space is so important too, right? Like, I mean, you're doing a lot of healing and unwinding in your sleep. And so if you don't have enough space to do that, or if you're, you know, smacking your partner every time you're unwinding in your sleep, then that can get a little bit annoying or distracting or whatever.
You know, but, I also think because I have a master's in marriage and family, I used to be a couples therapist, and I just love shame like that. What would happen as well, I imagine, is it would evoke like their awareness of their dynamic, their patterns, and then you're breaking it. And then they get to reset it so that they're learning new patterns within their own bodies, mind, body, spirit, and then coming together in that. I feel like that would be so potent.
Absolutely. Very powerful.
Yeah. Future retreats.
Joint venture, man.
So amazing. So then tell us, where can people find you as they're tuning in? I know we'll have it all on the show notes, but Shane, I'd love to, just in case people are just listening and they're like, where do I go right now?
Well, absolutely. My website is treattheelite.com. And I don't want people to get turned off by the use of the word elite. My belief is that elite is a mindset. And it's, you know, we deserve the best. We each deserve the best that we can have for ourselves. So, you know, and so your level of elite might be different from mine, but elite is also an acronym for healing. So it's emotional experience, letting go, intuition, touch, and expansion. So,
I love that.
Not just about, you know, all the rich people or anything like that. It's just people who want the best experience for themselves. This is what we offer at, this is what I offer at Elite Performance. Yes. That's the name of my business is Elite Performance. And so yes, treattheelite.com. And that's the same across all my social media. I'm not super active on social media these days. I just kind of come and go with it, but I have a Facebook page, I have a LinkedIn page, and I have Instagram. So people can find me there, and I do post articles and stuff on LinkedIn as well, and they should be on my website too. I need to check if I can that. So, yeah.
Wonderful, thank you, Shane. So what I'm hearing is the best way to get connected with you though is your website.
Yes, the website has my phone number, and I need to put my email on there. My email should be on there.
There's got to be a contact form.
Yeah. No, you can click to make an appointment, right? Like you can book a 15-minute call with me, and or you can book a consultation, which is paid. But yeah, it's there are ways to get a hold of me. Absolutely.
So good. Thank you, Ms. Miracle. I love it. So good. All right, my love. So I do encourage you to go check Shane out if you're like, I need to just connect with her, or you know somebody as you've tuned into this conversation about the work that Shane does and how she treats people. I really highly encourage you to check her out and, of course, pass on the referrals. So in this last couple minutes right now, I'm going to invite us to move into a closing with a mindful meditation for the intention of these light codes coming in for healing on an energetic vibrational level. So taking a breath in and then sighing out an audible sigh. Just letting go of anything that doesn't serve or support, letting go of any pain, handing it over to Mother Earth. And then breathing in, suspending your breath for a moment, conjuring in your power, your energy, and then grounding down, Now on the next inhale, I invite you to breathe into the bodies, the area of your body that needs more spaciousness. It's a little tight, or maybe it feels a little painful or a lot of pain. Breathing in, bring your breath here. I'm gonna really support this with some light language dropping in. Here we go. Breathing in. Expanding into this area. Sirakua, sinarakia, simorkurati, narakia, sorkurati, narakia, morsuanea, sinarakia, sorkurati. Sorkura, sinarakia, sorkurati, narakia, sinarakia, sorkurakia, simorkurati, narakua, sirakurati, narakurati, narakia. I'm breathing in again into this space, breathing in, feeling the tingles, the solidness, the lightness, whatever is coming through, maybe even emotional release, any release of the tension, sirakia, sorkurati, narakia. Breathing in. Suspending your breath. Really bring your breath into that area of pain and out. Beautiful, my loves. May you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Shane, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.